USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is recovering nicely from COVID. That's according to Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, who says the president's symptoms have now almost completely resolved. Biden completed his fourth day of the antiviral treatment Paxlovid on Sunday. This, as Dr. Ving Gupta tells MSNBC, we're at a critical point when it comes to COVID as cases continue to climb.
Cold flu season, sort of shockingly, is not that far off. And the question here is, are we ready? Really, the key point here, BA5, one of the big differences between this variant, Jonathan, and the prior variants, is that the vaccines, even against serious illness, are not as effective.
Frank James, a man accused of shooting 10 people in the New York City subway system, is expected back in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A wildfire in California is continuing to cause concern. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A wildfire burning out of control near California's Yosemite National Park in the middle of the state has forced thousands of residents to flee. Jeff LaRusso with the Riverside County Fire Department.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
Another week means another trip to the border for a group of Republican lawmakers. It's led by Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez, who says the flow of illegal immigration is out of control.
Every member that comes to the district, it is the same reaction. Their eyes pop out of their heads, and they go, Tony, I had no idea it was this bad.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Treasury Secretary claims that even if there's a second consecutive quarter of negative growth, the economy isn't in a recession. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the American people know prices are high and they're paying more.
Well, what they're trying to do is tell the people in this country not to believe what they're experiencing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Job creation remains high and unemployment is still low. Figures that the administration points to that a recession is not inevitable. The man accused of assaulting New York Congressman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin during a campaign event was initially held for 6 hours before being released under New York's cashless bail laws. Congressman Zeldin explains why he wants to change cashless bail laws.
It's a shame that New York's cashless bail law means that this person can attempt to stab anyone, let alone a member of Congress at a campaign event running for governor, and be released within hours.
Zeldin was not harmed in the incident. The suspect was later arrested on federal charges because Zeldin is a federal government official. Pope Francis began Monday his week-long visit to Canada. He'll formally apologize for the Catholic Church's role in running residential schools that led to the abuse of many indigenous children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.